Well, good morning and welcome, my friends. It is 8:07, your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. All righty. We promised you, win them before you can buy them. It's time to draw another name. When you hear your name, you have 10 minutes to call in and claim your Rolling Stones tickets. All right, you ready? Bruce Vitarelli. Bruce Vitarelli, you have 10 minutes. Call now, 877-975-9825, and get those Stones tickets coming July 5th, Tampa. Tickets officially go on sale 10 a.m. tomorrow morning, but that's why we've got them. Win them before you can buy them. Great deal. So Bruce Vitarelli, 10 minutes, call in right now and go. In the studio with me right now, former Gainesville City Commissioner Todd Chase, running for Congress, U.S. Congress, District 3, Ted Yoho seat. Good morning and welcome, Todd. How you doing?
How are you? I didn't know if you know, I changed my name to Bruce Vitarelli recently.
If you could get the birth date right off the top of your head, then we'd give you something.
Well, I saw the Steel Wheels tour. That was supposed to be the last one, 30 years ago.
Yeah, last one I went to.
Anyway, man, it's great to be here, Bob.
Well, we're glad to have you. And look, you had a tough job as Gainesville City Commission. You were up against the tide. It's, mostly lefties. You had a little help here and there, time to time from a couple of reasonable folks. But you were kind of swimming upstream a lot. And right now, the House of Representatives, U.S. Congress, I guess it would be somewhat of a similar feel. I mean, the Democrats kind of rule the roost. What are your expectations going in terms of what you think you can accomplish?
Sure. I mean, I think you bring up a good point. I mean, that's something that I've talked to people about was, for 2 years I was by myself on the commission lone vote. There was, oftentimes we voted 6-1 on a lot of issues. I made numerous motions without seconds just to get conversations going. But over time, we made changes. And one of the things that I learned there was you have to be well informed. You have to be able to articulate your point. And you have to just have facts and data and talk them through. The entire city of Gainesville would be filled with red light cameras.
I was just going to bring that up.
Do you remember that?
Yes, because you actually got them to really sit down and listen to you, and you did your homework.
I did. I mean, I'll never forget to this day that this was done before I got in the commission, but the contract came before us, and I started looking at it. I said, this is a money grab, and we were going to set up a new department. We were going to have revenue to the city that God knows where it would go eventually. And I just laid the facts out, and to this day I can remember, I said, I dare you guys to vote for this. And this was a 7-0. They voted for it to advance it before
initially,
I got commissioned.
Yeah.
And we declined that thing 7-0. And it just showed to me that, again, if you articulate your point, if you know the data, if you know the facts, and if you just get out there and fight. And that's one of the things that I'm going to bring to this job. I think it's important up there that we not have people go up there just to kind of, call names. You got to go up there and have something that you believe in and something to fight for and be able to express it. And so, I mean, I did that. The other thing that I think people around here know is that, like you said, 2 years later, we had a mayor elected. 3 years later, we had another commissioner elected. And we started making changes. And we convinced voters to look a different way and to think a different way. And so that was a great proving ground, I think, for what the situation is right now. I'm not an expert enough to know that the Republicans are going to take the House back in 20 across the country, but we have to take the House back, and we have to start.
Back to your earlier experience on the Gainesville City Commission, you came in after the biomass vote and all that was done, correct?
Absolutely.
Yeah, and
3 years after the contract was 2 years after the contract was approved.
And what did you do to try to remedy the situation, try to take what was a bad situation and try to maybe smooth it out a little bit for constituents, people in the city of Gainesville?
Sure. I mean, we uncovered a lot there. I mean, I spent, Mary could tell you, I spent hours. I mean, that was what I was elected to do. And, that was one of the platforms I ran on, knowing how much the utility bill means to the average family out there. We exposed the fact that they had said that it was going to be about a $10 a month increase. It turned out it was going to be about a $40 a month increase. We exposed the fact that the general manager at the time was overcharging customers unknowingly in small amounts so he could stockpile money up for the years so he could then buffer the rate increases and kind of mask it. And so we stopped that. If you remember, 3 years in, we were able to stop the expansion of the solar feed-in tariff. I mean, what people don't realize at the end of the day, a lot of people, is that we did this entire thing without a need for new power at that level. And so this was really, it's very similar to some of the Green New Deal that you see now, which is, technology is advancing. The free markets will take care of things. And eventually, the changes will happen over time. But to shut the coal plants down that we spent $200 million to make clean and those kind of things, mm-hmm. it was the only voice. And so again, what I learned in those lessons was to be prepared and knowledgeable and fight like hell. And that's what I'll do.
What would you say, and you can list them in descending order, however you want to handle this, but give me a couple of priorities that you think you might be able to accomplish. You might be able to help with some legislation or something that is near and dear to your heart. Look, you're a family guy. You've got an MBA. You come from a community that has people left, right, and center, mm-hmm. Pretty diverse. What do you hope to prioritize and maybe accomplish if you get sent to Washington?
Sure. I mean, I think that for me, the priorities that we have, which I think are going in a good direction right now. So with the policies of President Trump and going forward, the strong defense, national security, and borders is critically important to the nation as a whole. I've spent 26 years of total service as an officer in the Navy, retired as a commander. Didn't talk about it a ton, but I was a pilot, flew all over the world. I think we need to continue to have the best military in the world, but they need to be properly trained, they need to be equipped. And I'll tell you something, as I talk to people about one of the reasons I'm running, Bob, is that I'm afraid the younger generations, we're going to run out of people that want to fight for this country. And quite frankly, people that care. And so, the equipment that they have, the training, the readiness, these are things that I know intimately well, and I think that's critically important. And moving that forward, I think the defense budget, the defense budget is half of the entire discretionary spending of the United States government. And so it's got to be done, I think, wisely, and it's got to be spent well. The economy clearly is critically important. I think continuing, making the tax cuts permanent is something that I'll fight for and support.
Let's real quick just go back to the immigration issues.
Yep.
This is going to be a tough one moving forward. What do you tell people that maybe their position is left of center? What do you tell them when they say, look, you're mean and you hate people who are different than you, brown people, whatever? And how do you explain to them that this is more about the rule of law, not about being mean to any group of people?
Sure. I think one of the things that I talk about is that I'm 53 years old. What I'll tell the voters is here's my life I've led. One of the most important things in my life is I've just raised three children. So there are two 22-year-old twins about to graduate from college and a 20-year-old daughter that's a junior. And I've gone through these issues with them as they've grown up. So we've had these discussions. They know people. But the other thing is that they hear stories, and they don't hear true stories all the time, particularly in their schools. So we have got to have a controlled immigration policy that we know where people are. I think some of the stuff that Congressman Yoho's done with the guest worker program,
Would you be interested in continuing that kind of work?
We have to look into these things because, again, he pushed this thing because of his intimate knowledge of the industry, the cattle industry. And he's talked to these people out there, and he knows that we've got labor. Listen, it would be nice if we could get every street corner in Gainesville emptied and have some of these folks.
Panhandlers?
If the ag industry had a job for holding signs and standing, we'd have plenty of labor. But we've got to get these people, and some of these people out there, need help, but a lot of them need to be working. And so I think that's important. I'm not worried about being mean. Listen, I get my love at home, and I got a lot of friends. You cannot get into politics wanting to be loved or make friends. You have to fight for what you believe in. That's what I did here for 6 years. That's what I've done my entire life, and I'll continue to do that.
A22 on the Bob Rose Show. Time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Congratulations! Bruce Vinarelli called in. He's going to see the Rolling Stones in Tampa July 5th because he won them before you could buy them right here on the Sky. So congratulations. Your chance, as we name a new name here soon, could be coming up. Make sure you get registered. Go to thesky973.com. Get registered and listen for your name. It's that simple. We'll do more today, and we'll do some tomorrow, kicking off at 7:10 a.m. approximately. All right, so we got that out of the way. We're talking to... He was a former Gainesville City Commissioner. What a tough gig in Gainesville to be a conservative. And he fought the good fight for a while. And now he's running for Congress District 3. Crowded field.
Yes.
A lot of competition. how are you going to stand out? I mean, I don't. You don't have to give up your strategy, but
sure. You know, it's a six county field. It goes from Clay County, Putnam, Bradford, Alachua, Union, and half of Marion. And what I want people to know is that, listen, I've lived in this area for the last 35 years, Bob. I've lived, I think, a very similar life to the hardworking people of this district. You know, my wife and I have raised our family. I've worked. You know, I served in the Navy. I've been in business. I've had successes. I've had ups and downs and failures. And you know, listen, I'm going to let people know my story. I think people can relate with the experiences I've had. Listen, I've gone through the end of life care with both my mother and my mother-in-law at the same time while I was raising kids and struggling financially and getting through this healthcare system, which is, you know, ill-equipped to help people at the end of life. And I think that, you know, listen, this is a district and this is a people that I know well. I am one of them. And it's a hardworking district. And I'm going to stand out, I think, Bob, because I'm going to tell my story. I think I'm genuine and I care. And we're going to talk about the things we can do.
What about keeping taxes nice and low so that we can do, as families and individuals, we could do what we think is important with our money, unlike Democrats who really want to rake it all in, then they'll tell you how to spend it.
Yeah, you know, I mean, again, I have a clear record, not just in life, but in the 6 years I served on the city commission of trying to keep the cost of living down for the people through the utility rates, the tax rates, the millage rates, you name it. And so, and it's critically important. What people need to understand is, you know, listen, I am formed by the life I've led. So going through the life that I did with my mother, you know, that's a big part of it. You know, I can remember this day before I ran for office, we were watching the news and the county commissioner said that this new tax was only going to be about $20 to the average person. He didn't understand what a big deal it was. And I'll never forget the reaction of my mother saying, I don't have $20. And me knowing that $20 to my mother is a gift to one of my kids, to her grandkids, or it's, you know, it's bringing them to McDonald's or whatever it might be. And then she also said, and that's just his 20. Everybody wants 20. So what I can tell the people is there's no amount too small enough, and there's no sacred cow too large enough to at least look at, because that's what I think the people expect. And that's, I think, one of the core fundamental principles of conservatism is to be fiscally responsible and prudent and fund what the government should fund.
I think another core principle might have to do with the Second Amendment, and we're seeing Michael Bloomberg money go into all kinds of campaigns, including those of our legislature in Florida. I mean, not just to Democrats, Republicans, this money is flowing. They have an agenda. What does Todd Chase want to say about our Second Amendment rights and what you would do if you're sent to Washington to protect them?
Sure. So six times in my life, I raised my right hand to support and defend the Constitution. Last time I was a commander in 2004 before I retired. With about 26 years of service, Bob, I've been pro Second Amendment my entire life. But more importantly, what people in the Constitution is pretty clear and unambiguous in its wording. Again, what I will talk about is that raising children in this age that we've had and having them come home and having them not understand what's going on and what we can do to stop these things has really molded in me, I think, an ability to articulate the fact that there are no gun laws, in my opinion, that will stop the things that people say are going to be stopped.
Yeah, and bad guys break laws to begin with.
I've told this to kids with my kids as they have tears in their eyes and as they hear other things from people. And I just think what people need to know is that the Second Amendment, all the amendments are clear. The Constitution is clear. And I think that that people should know that I would not see myself passing any laws that will limit and infringe upon the rights of the Second Amendment or others. That's just it's not something that
wouldn't be a bargaining chip or anything used to horse trade or anything up in D.C.
Listen, I don't know if anyone out there listening has ever been involved in, for instance, like Baker Acting and those kind of things. But we have plenty of resources at our hands right now to take care of the people that, you know, these things that I hear now that, you know, people are going to try to judge on their own hood as unsound, it makes no sense
to me. Red flag laws. Yeah, I agree.
No sense.
Real quick, last question. The science is settled. Global warming is real and we're all going to be underwater soon. Most of those prognostications, almost all of them, have not come to fruition at all. If you go to Washington, D.C., how are you going to fight against the scientists and the entrenched against this idea of global warming and the idea of a Green New Deal? What are you going to do?
The same way I did here. I mean, I think that the science is whatever people say the science is decided is just a political argument. What I think people need to know is that you know, the things that we do to move forward in advancing technologies and advancing things that the free market you know, promotes and makes sense. Solar is a perfect example. Solar in just 10 years have dropped almost 90% cost. So people are doing it on their own. We cannot bankrupt our country or kill our economy doing something that, quite frankly, will not impact the rest of the world unless the rest of the world does everything. And so there's this Green New Deal is we saw a glimpse of the kind of things that can happen here in Gainesville. I mean, this biomass plant and the solar program are known around the country as possibly devastating things to a local community and utility. So I'll fight hard to continue to push free market solutions and energy independence.
Real quick, when you're on a Gainesville City Commission, the city passed a proclamation or resolution about a welcoming city. Uh-huh. If you had to do it all over again, would you have reacted differently? Was that a pathway to being a sanctuary city, so to speak? I guess right. What I'm concerned about is moving forward at the federal level. What's your take on these ideas of sanctuary cities?
I am as against sanctuary cities as possibly could be. I was back then. I still am today, Bob. There is no doubt in my mind that what the Attorney General is doing right now, what the state of Florida has tried to do. I mean, that there are checks and balances across the board in our various levels of government. And I can assure anyone out there that the life I've led would show and prove that I am strong supporter of legal immigration and a strong supporter of a strong border. And I am absolutely opposed to sanctuary cities, no question about it. To tell our police what things to enforce and to not cooperate with federal agents in the life I've led and the military service I've had is an outrage. It would be like asking our military to turn a blind eye to a country that when we're prosecuting them in a battle.
8:30 on the Bob Rose Show. Former Gainesville City Commissioner Todd Chase running for District 3 U.S. Congress. We wish you the best. Website?
ChaseForFlorida.com.
And your video's on there?
It is. I've got an introductory video. I'd like people to go to ChaseForFlorida.com and consider me when you're voting, and we'll be out there for the next 6-7 months, and I look forward to talking with everybody.
Thank you, Todd.